Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, February 7th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our joy each weekday morning to prepare and share these messages with you all over the world. Today's message is titled, Pass It On. The scripture verse is 2 Timothy 2, verse 2.
And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others.
When Esther was little, we were having dinner with a former pastor and his wife. Joining us at the dinner table was Greg Shabilo, Esther's Sunday school teacher at that time. As we sat around the table sharing together, Pastor Piedmont asked Esther, "What did you learn in Sunday school this morning?" With a big smile, she turned in the direction of her teacher, pointed at him, and said in a matter-of-fact way, "Ask him. He knows everything." Well, you can imagine we had a lot of fun for several weeks teasing Greg about this, knowing everything. It does, however, show the esteem a child has for a teacher who puts his heart into the lesson and has an earnest, prayerful interest in his students. People like this make a difference in the kingdom of Christ. To this day, Greg is the standard by which Esther rates all her Sunday school teachers.
Our daily text indicates that Timothy, upon hearing Paul's words, was to entrust his teaching to reliable men who would also be qualified to teach others. Thank God for the chain of transmission, since Paul gave Timothy this charge some 2,000 years ago. Thank God for the scores of faithful servants who have been links in that chain over the centuries, and for those in our own generation.
Well, Brooksie and I have had the privilege of imparting the glorious truths of the gospel for over 30 years now. What indescribable joy wells up in our hearts when we see those to whom we've entrusted these truths now passing them on to their own generation. If you're a believer, then you're part of this chain. You're a link. Some of you just started following the truth and are the last link in the chain, but hopefully this will only be for a short time. As you grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus, you will also want to heed Christ's call to pass it on. Let's all be faithful.
Let's pray together. Father, lay upon our hearts the unquenchable desire to pass on to others the important truths we receive from reliable followers of Christ and from our own study of your holy word. Help us not to relegate our duties to others, but take up our responsibility as we link together with other believers all over the globe, transmitting your timeless, life-changing truths to those who have ears to hear. Amen. Just share a little note with you today. It's coincidental that Stephen would share this message from our devotional this morning and from our past when we lived in Taunton, Massachusetts. Since I just wrote a letter yesterday to my former youth leader, who's now in her 80s. Her husband is now with the Lord. I enclosed three copies of my Christian testimony and asked her to pass on a copy to my elementary Sunday school teacher as well as my teen Sunday school teacher. They all still live in the same area. What I remember most about them was that they opened the Bible and taught me directly from God's Word. Now, I'm sure they read their Sunday school manuals to prepare, but it was not the prominent thing during the Sunday school hour. It was their Bibles. The flannel graph in my young years was very exciting as it brought these Bible heroes to life. When I was older, my youth leader and teen Sunday school teacher prayed over me and at times wept with me as my family underwent many struggles during my teen years. Though I've lived over 1,000 miles from where I grew up all of our 30 years of ministry, my memories will always be drawn to my very humble beginnings in a little church in Tulsa, where I first received instruction from godly lay persons committed to transmitting the Word of God to others.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Brooksine. And I can think of some similar people, and I've written about him in the past, my first pastor as a born-again Christian, Pastor Howard, and also some Sunday school teachers, most notably Mr. Joe Harding, who was my teen Sunday school teacher even before I became a Christian, yet I know he had a heart for the Lord. Well, we wish and desire that you have a blessed day today. We're both very tired. I've had severe computer problems setting up a new computer I bought Monday night. I was on the phone this morning for several hours with a technician from New Delhi, India. I could hardly understand it, but he was very patient. And I still have some overcomings as I set it up. But thank God, I think we're going to be able to get this message out. We do have one link up on the site today, a song many of you know and like us have been blessed by, called Thank You by Ray Bolts. We have an audio link to that. Also a picture we took this morning. Brooksine actually took it early this morning right outside our window. We had a nice snowfall last night. And just a little color to our website. We're at www.dailyencouragement.net is our website. Be blessed today as you serve the Lord Jesus Christ.